Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Because you be on some bullshit, and I don't know what's up with you today, Moses. I don't know what's up with you, bro. Are you all right today? What's the problem? Like, I don't understand what you like. How's life? Like, cause I feel like you done got robbed or something. Don't worry about it. No, we'll talk about it. Let me play my music, man. I'm not fucking with you today, man.
Mad on niggas.
Nah, I don't know what's up with you today, man. We'll talk about it.
Talk for and that shit mean a lot to me. You know, this shit don't feel as good as it look. I'ma keep it real with you. I'm straight though. The street shit made me what I am today.
Niggas know I went so hard for this shit. I deserve this shit, nigga.
Ah. Butcher coming, nigga. This ain't my story about rags to riches. More about how I mastered physics. In a game, I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was finished. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over half a million. Come easy, no good. Don't be surprised I'll last these niggas. It's like they put out a smash, then they gone in a flash and minute. And then they make tracks and disses like that's gonna add up the digits. They showing fake racks and pictures like that's gonna attract the bitches. That was really me, nigga. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Only difference is I'm living. And I would've whacked one of them niggas who knew that after drug dealing I still be casual, spending mil plus annual income. So here's my manual and some. And this Eastside shit still in me. My ability to turn words to imagery. Probably the reason they gon' remember me. Figure we walk this tightrope with a feline's agility. The streets did so much shit to me I could never live civilly. I can never leave the scene without checking my mirrors visually. Come with that energy cause some shit gon' always stick with me. They wanna know what I brought to Griselda. I say validity. They asking what work that niggas put in. I'm like, but didn't we? Problems, then I correct through the obstacles I progress. Illogical for them to feel they responsible for our success. Besides Kanye West, tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm kinda perplexed. It's about time that I got my respect. It's the Butcher, nigga. Let's go.
About time that I got my respect, it's the Butcher, nigga. Yeah. Cold fucking world. Griselda shit. Know what I mean?
Talking about
you. Know what it is, nigga. When I show up.
Oh, word. That's how you feel?
It's more than 10, nigga. Not 9. On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck, power outage, sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions. Around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying. But the guns and the drug bars that y'all relying. Got these nerves thinking that you niggas hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying. Stressing the truth, no I never stress in the booth. They feel the pressure me, I feel like I just left a masseuse. Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is proof. I put your favorite rapper neck in a noose, never letting them loose. Cold world, the heat a blast of your speaker. He the last of Mohicans, no weaklings last in my sneakers. Nigga want me on the song, he gon' see the wrath of the reaper. I'm probably gon' go to hell if Jesus asked for a feature. I'm higher than niggas, it don't need right, a bag for the reaper. Some see the glasses empty,
cold
I see
snapping.
A glass full of ether.
Benny did what the fuck he do. Now we here to do what the fuck we do.
Benny do what he do.
Here we go.
I
look,
do what I do.
Nah, you know, ain't you a podcaster?
That's what I do.
See what I'm saying? Yes.
I'm a podcaster.
This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Dave B.
Episode 122 out this bitch. Thank you for everybody to be fucking listening. See, that's what I'm talking about, man. I don't understand what the fuck is up with you. You know what? Hey, no, fuck all that. Thank everybody that be listening from all over the fucking country, overseas, everywhere. I be seeing that shit. But we're going to talk about Moses real quick. This nigga is different, man. What's up? You get robbed, bro? Good. Are you sure?
Ain't nobody touching Moses.
I don't understand, though, Dave, because look at him right now.
I ain't chilling.
It's the first episode I've ever seen this nigga with no jewelry.
Oh, that's funny.
No chain. No watch. No bracelet. I don't know. Yes, you can. It's yours. You can wear it whenever the fuck you want to wear it.
He being modest today. It's all good.
He being modest today. Oh,
don't worry about it. He going to have that shit on.
He's going to have that shit on.
He going to have that shit on.
I mean, you don't wear the pink salmon all the time, do you?
It's cold out right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't match.
You
got
the hoodie on.
The salmon does not match the weather right now, bro.
Exactly.
So why would a...
No. Salmon tank.
No. Moses got to have the ice out right now.
Listen, it's like, cold out.
Moses got to... He has to have the ice out right now.
When Moses pull the forks and the spoons out, it's going to look real nice.
What's up with y'all, man? How y'all, man? We here. How's y'all mental health, man? What's going on?
It's good. How's you doing, man? How you doing,
it's
brother?
Good. How you doing?
How's everything doing?
You have no details about yours first? You had to just, oh, I'm good. Now, how you doing?
Yeah,
I'm good, too. No, so, Dave, how
that's
you doing? Like, what the fuck? Hey, come on.
Everything is good.
All
right.
You could have said everything fucked up. What would be your response, then?
You think you love that?
Right.
Everything fucked up. So tell me about it.
Right.
I want to know. If it's fucked up, you can talk to us. We family.
Yeah. I feel that.
Feel that in your heart. Yeah. You can't wait.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Let's get
up over here.
Let's get this shit rolling.
That was both of you shit.
Well, I'm good. Everything's all right with me. Fuck cancer.
Yep.
Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Daytoria. Rest in peace, Marco.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Uncle Mark.
Uncle Mark, yep.
R.I.P.
Grandma Jeez. Grace.
You already know.
J-Mo.
You already know. Everybody, nigga, you already know, man. It's different out here. Shit is trash. But we going to keep it pushing because, shit, life don't stop for nobody. Like, for real.
We is trash.
Is that wait? Talk about it. What's wrong with the weed, bro?
Nah, go ahead.
You all right?
Nah, weed still trash.
what dope boys
do something about
this? You want them to
do something about yourself? That's all I'm saying.
No, not the dope boys. The weed man. It's the difference between the dope boys and the weed man.
Because I understand it. Niggas like, man, I got to push. Just one time. Let me get it one time.
Yeah, they going pretty bad crazy out here.
So. You're selling spice.
Oh, man, I'm glad I had not ran into any of that foolery that you niggas are talking about. Mm. But they are still selling Knicks, so I mean.
You got spinach, too.
I seen that they still selling Knicks out here.
You got some Snickleberry in that joint right now.
No, not at all, bro. Not at all. Shit, you want to hit it? You good?
Nah, I smell Snickle.
Light your fucking backwards, dude. You don't even smoke papers no more.
I do. I smoke both. I'm weaning back to papers. I'm slowly going back.
You're going back to papers.
Going back. You know what I mean?
I believe that shit when I see it, bro. And I only see you once a week, so.
I'm going back.
It ain't going to happen. I don't see it.
You always been both, though. You never just pick a side. I always been backwards. You always been joints. Joint man.
Yeah, I guess, man. Yo, my son wants to do music now.
Baking paper.
Mm. How you feel about that?
I'm with it.
You with it?
I'm with the shits.
I feel
do music.
Yeah.
Do something, goddamn.
Lil Romeo.
First and foremost, do something, goddamn.
Lil Romeo in the making.
First of all, your little ass be eating too much. Little nigga be hungry, nigga.
I feel like you want to be in the back like Diddy.
No, I don't want to be Puff at all. I want to be more like
this the video.
I want to be more like Jackson 5. Day. What's my man Joe Jackson?
Yeah,
that's what I want to be like.
This the video. What are you doing in here?
That nigga gonna be in the background. There's some, with the some video cover on not, the cover.
I would
shit.
Never wear hammer pants.
Yeah,
I would never wear Come hammer on, pants. Dude.
Has he heard Jesus your music? Tight. That's the question. Has he heard your music?
No.
And dude, does he know you used to rap?
Yeah.
You gotta play. You gotta play him as your music.
The thing about it is,
does he know you was a legend?
I'm not. Somebody. See, this is where this nigga be fucking me up at right here, dude. Because it's like, nigga, don't start that bullshit, bro.
What was your song, Sweet Potato Bun?
I never had a song like that.
What was it? Caramel Drop?
My mother still be asking me, what's that song you did with, what's your friend, Be Rich? Me and Be Rich, shout out to Be Rich, yo. Me and Be Rich had a song together. That shit was fine.
Yeah, where's the records, nigga?
I don't have it.
You
it's like
it.
That computer got lost in the sauce.
I know somebody got a CD
I
somewhere.
Feel like I
you got
feel
a stack of CDs in your mouth, in the old
feel like
room
he got back. It, in the back.
It might be something. Maybe need I need to go look.
I just feel like he had it in the back and listen to it every now and then.
Because I wouldn't be comfortable taking criticism from you if I ain't heard your fucking bars. As your son, I'm keeping 100 with you.
Damn.
Yeah, you do got to tell him you about how
I mean?
You was spent.
Because who is you to tell me my shit trash? When I ain't heard your shit.
But I ain't say and, shit. I never said his shit was trash.
Well, I'm just saying, though. If his shit is trash, you don't know if his shit trash.
His homie makes beats.
Okay. I'm talking
Fire.
About your son, though.
I know, but my son got to ride the beat. I'll help him write it.
Okay. No, I think you need to let him do his own stuff.
Yeah, no, least, he can definitely do whatever the fuck he want to do.
You ain't heard him yet, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But if
I, heard
trash,
the, I heard one of the beats. Fire. He's cool. 13 years old.
Cool. I'm glad you got faith in the other little nigga. I'm talking about your son.
No, he's white J. Cole.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What he said.
Gotta,
that's what you want me to
that.
Do. That's
he
what he said.
You're gonna have to work
man.
On that.
I told him I did say that we gotta work on the name. I did say that. But I'm telling you what he said he was. So
we gotta call him something else.
Does he know your rap
I'm just
name?
Saying, like,
no.
He doesn't know your rap. Oh, man.
So you ain't trying
You need to bring him up here.
Who?
Your son. So
Why?
We can talk to him.
No.
That's
you
what we need
to
do. We don't have to smoke.
And how to breathe.
We chill.
And, you know what I'm saying?
So PG. I need to bring my son up here?
You need to bring your son up here. So
oh,
we can properly, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Put him on the game about his pops and how he got to carry the legacy.
There's no legacy.
Of trash niggas.
Oh, shit. How you was spitting, how you had to breathe.
Yeah, man.
Hey, well, at least I tried, motherfuckers. Fuck
show,
y'all, yo.
You
and he's trying.
You,
fuck y'all.
You got to tell him the history
you,
of
you
Burner.
You was spitting. I mean,
you, know what
you
mean?
Had your glasses on.
Big Burn. You was the first Burner. Show niggas some respect. He don't
I
even
was
know.
Burner.
Yeah. He don't even know the. He don't even. Only Burner he know is the nigga that fuck with Wiz. He got the weed, the cookies Burner. He might know that.
Who
nigga.
The fuck is that?
See, look at you. Don't even know. That's
I don't know.
That's the nigga that the inventor of cookies, the brand,
oh,
the smoke,
okay.
The weed.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And he rap
to
too.
Just,
he rap.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Just saying. Burner's Burner, nice. Man.
Well,
you got to give him the rundown.
How about I just can't? I'm just supporting. Like, do your thing. I like it. Do your thing. You're trying something.
You got. He got a legacy.
He right.
There's not no.
So he got it
that's
right.
Why I don't fuck with either one of y'all.
Nah, I'm trying to
legend legacy. I don't like that shit.
I'm trying to help
I don't
you
like
out.
That shit, man.
No, because like I understand because your rap was rough, and he probably you know what I'm saying.
I was lying that. Too in all those threats. I was
yeah,
talking about a bunch of guns I never
yeah,
had at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, okay. Allegedly.
So what was your...
You was allegedly.
So you was lying?
Yeah.
You was 6'9".
Yeah.
On the
hold on.
He was 6'9".
I think I was, no, I was more so lying about the guns I had.
Okay.
Cause your
you was
tracks.
Rapping about shooting niggas?
Yeah, it's dark. It was dark.
Like how in you?
Yeah. Mac, no, you in the gutter.
Allegedly.
Like, you came out. Like, you was in the booth.
You definitely got to put, you got to find those records, bro.
I wasn't lying about the drugs, though.
Fats got them songs somewhere. Fats got them songs somewhere.
He got them.
No, he don't, because we talked about, we warned them ourselves. We both want the music.
Fats don't got them records?
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy out here, B. You're.
Damn.
He got them, man. He just, it's just classy. You don't want to give those up.
And my
if
son,
somebody get those. It's a wrap.
And my son's top three is what do you say? Kanye West, Future, J. Cole.
That shit gonna change. That shit change every week for him.
I know he get on my fucking nerves.
He changes every week. He's a young kid. He only 13, right? How 15?
Yeah, 13. Man, it's different.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's gonna change.
Yeah. Jacking off and shit. Now I got this little nigga.
Tell me, it's sticky in there. Yeah, it's sticky in there.
Yeah, I don't even like. You know, I don't even like doing that. Yeah. It stink.
You got yeah. He now he a boy,
terrible,
man. He a
terrible.
Boy. He a boy, man. Man.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You want me to do
that?
You
got. I'm just sitting right.
You probably got to change his bed sheets. They probably, he got dark colors, bed sheets.
Mm-hmm.
You better get him some light colors, dog.
It's all nasty.
You know what I mean? Because he a nasty it's nigga. Nasty. Or, but this is your time to, you know, put him on the game.
No, that's a fact. He need to know the game.
Because he going to be beating off for the rest of his life.
That's a fact.
So show
what
him how
needs,
to do
what
it.
What he needs to be.
Right. Show him how to do it.
I'd rather
it.
Him beating off than so making exactly. a baby.
Well, he could do both. That's for sure.
Well, I'm saying, so beat that's off, sure. man. He more.
But.
Shit.
You know, here's the time to show him how to do it in a clean way and be as clean as possible and clean up after himself.
That's a fact, bro.
You know what I mean?
Parenting 101, man. It's different out here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, I know you do your thing. Clean up by yourself.
Right.
Stop using socks.
Right. And it's stinking here. You know what I mean?
The fucking too pillow
Jordan socks is fucking missing.
Right.
What the fuck is you doing around here, man?
Too much Jordan socks.
Shit is wild.
Yeah.
Let me stop snitching on my son on the pod. Y'all niggas are y'all ain't shit. So
that's fatherhood yeah. right there.
Word, this shit is crazy. I'm an Uber Eats nigga, though. I enjoy it. I ain't gonna lie. I enjoy Uber Eats, man.
That's how you want to do
oh,
that.
Yeah?
I'm out here running around. Delivery, fast service. Tip me. Need that.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Tip me, you heard?
A lot of that is butter.
Huh?
A lot of that is butter and bacon fat. You need to watch it.
What the
listen.
Fuck are you talking about? I'm talking about me.
Because he always act like he trying to get away from bacon, but he keep eating shit.
I'm not talking about ordering Uber Eats, stupid. I'm talking about working for them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I deliver.
Yeah, you eat people food, though.
I don't...
And they got pork and shit.
I don't eat nobody's food, man. That's disgusting, man. I don't want that karma. I ain't even going to lie. But that shit do be smelling good, though. I ain't even going
to
lie.
You're supposed to have 8 dumplings, nigga. It be 7.
I put on my profile says why I deliver.
Sauce all around your mouth for sure.
Nah, I said because
they got fingerprints on the back.
Hey yo, so you had dumplings, right?
Dave, how the fuck I get fingerprints on the back, bro?
Like, it's because you ate the food, nigga. Dirty fingerprints.
Get a receipt. Got right. grease. What the fuck, bro?
Damn, yo. Contactless delivery.
Is this orange chicken? It's delicious.
Oh, I always wanted to try this. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man?
I always wanted to try this.
You got plates in the car?
I be riding around Raleigh and shit, too. Yeah. I don't even do nothing around here in Fayetteville. I'm like, man, ain't paying enough around here. Man, I be seeing the waters pop up while I'm riding around. I'm like, man, I get that.
Be out there hustling, delivering yeah, shit.
It's a hustle yeah. out here, yo.
Yeah, I know it is.
Be out there hustling and eating.
Right.
Don't worry about shit. I ain't telling everybody. Bro. Boy, I ain't got to order nothing, bro. I'm telling you, I'm straight.
Like weed.
I need some chicken wings.
This nigga get a nigga the wrong bag and shit. He got papers and a fucking cup and... What are you doing? Dude. Snacks and shit.
The best thing about it is during this COVID shit, most of the people just want the shit left at the door.
Contactless. You know?
I love it. Yeah, I don't want to see y'all asses either, yo.
You be honestly. Eating people's shit. You ain't gotta have no face to face conflict. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
You dead wrong.
I still see a pitch on there.
This nigga got multiple accounts and shit. He'll go one side and shit, order some food on his other account.
Different
and pick
there.
It up. It's for him though. You know what I mean? This nigga paid himself.
Hey man, you ain't the same person, man. Nah, that's my cousin. I'm just helping out.
Yo, so y'all remember what back when I can't remember what episode that was, but I was talking about Airbnb.
These hot dogs are delicious.
Shut the fuck up, stupid.
Is this chili?
I don't eat hot dogs. That's disgusting. I don't eat that type of shit.
Oh, you know what I seen? I think KFC got the Beyond Meat Nuggets.
Chicken.
Yeah. You gonna get some?
No.
Why not?
I don't eat KFC.
It's vegan though.
I can make my own.
You can make your own vegan nuggets?
Yeah, you just buy the shit from the store, bro.
Nah, you gotta try the KFC.
Remember I told
bro.
You I made the vegan burgers with the vegan cheese? Mm-hmm. You don't remember me telling you about that?
You gotta try the vegan nuggets, man.
You fried them. You grilled them. You didn't make them.
Yeah, I grilled them on the grill, yeah.
Yeah, you got it from the store and grilled them. Stop saying you made it.
What the fuck is you talking about? What are you talking about?
I made the burgers. And I, no, nigga.
You know what's retarded? Fucking KFC ain't never sold nuggets, period. Now they got fake nuggets. You know what I mean? Them niggas never had nuggets.
I'm just saying, look at Taco Bell. With
so what, they had tenders?
Yeah, that's the difference. Huge difference.
They got nuggets now.
They got nuggets now. Only nuggets they got is fake nuggets.
That's Taco Bell with the wings.
Yo, and niggas is really eating that shit, too. It's saying it's good. It's crazy. I know we already talked about it, but I'm saying it's continuing.
Fried pigeon.
I thought the hype would be down by now. Niggas still want the wings from Taco Bell.
Fried pigeon is good.
Fried pigeon. That's crazy, man.
I know chicken.
Next episode, I'm bringing in some vegan nuggets from KFC.
You gonna try them?
We all gonna try it. We gonna try it, okay?
Why you don't want to try it?
What? We tried
what's
together.
What's wrong with the vegan nuggets?
I don't want to be in the bathroom all day.
How you gonna?
We're gonna give them a proper review.
Why? Because they too healthy for you?
No, it's not vegan in there.
A proper review. You down with it?
Sure. Okay.
What kind of sauce we gonna have with it though?
All whatever sauce you fat. Want. You gotta get the sauce from the joint.
There's bacon fat, everything. So
yeah, because KFC is definitely putting wait. Ain't no pork.
It's pork.
It's a chicken place.
You gonna eat it? You gonna love it? You like pork?
Yo, Dave, it's the fucking chicken place. Where the fuck is there pork at?
They don't sell no pork in there.
It's no pork in there.
There's swine in. Okay.
Man, you sound crazy, bro.
Man, swine is in your toothpaste, nigga. You don't know why. I need to brush my teeth.
And your toothpaste. So you remember back when I was telling y'all about Airbnb, how they was giving me problems, saying they try to charge me a fee.
You wrecked the place. I didn't do that.
I didn't do that at all, Dave. Why are you lying on me on the podcast? See, I'm sick of that. Y'all always lie on me. That's the problem.
You said you was throwing shit around and then spilling drinks.
I didn't say I spilled a drink.
Yeah, man.
I'm taking
knocked
the
trash
for
over and shit.
So I'm wearing my sunglasses at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here booking an Airbnb for me and my son to go to the game this week real quick in Charlotte. So I noticed that I had a review under my shit. And I remember them leaving a review, but it said something, you know, when you get the email, you just see like the first couple of lines of it. And it was like, yeah, so it starts off like Lexington seemed nice and easy to communicate with during his stay. So I didn't even read no further than that. I was like, oh yeah, fuck y'all. This is back in August and shit, right?
Thought you was good, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling real. Oh yeah, fuck y'all. Why are you checking that
nigga
shit?
Read the headline. I'm in the clear.
I'm good.
All right. Yeah, I'm about to tear your ass up. However. Niggas hit him with the however.
Listen. Lexington seemed nice and easy to communicate with during his stay. There was no broken items after he left. Unfortunately, shut the fuck up, Dave.
This nigga's a
we
sucker.
Found multiple areas of stains on the carpet that require special cleaning. Okay, spilled a little drink. Sorry. But it wasn't like a puddle of a spill. It was like a spot here, spot here. Yo, get a little scrub, a little soap and water. That's what the fucking cleaning fee is.
They gotta
for.
Cut that out.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck all that.
And
right?
Cut the whole piece of carpet
out.
Yeah,
and then they gotta replace it. Somebody got to come out.
He left a lot of trash and towels were very dirty. We smelled weed in the apartment and found weed packages in the trash bin. We clearly stated in the house manual that smoking slash vaporing of any kind was not allowed in the property, and doing so we're incurring a fine. When we sent him a fine, he refused to pay and claimed that he smoked outside. Outside in this case means on the balcony at best, which is obviously still a part of our property. There is a designated smoking area in the yard. This information was provided in the house manual.
Don't smoke on the bed.
Mind you, this is Seattle, Washington, which is a legal state for me to smoke weed.
So you hotbox. They don't give a fuck.
Y'all sent me pictures of the weed cartridges and shit, like, you know, the pre-rolled tubes and shit, inside of the trash.
Right, yeah.
It's in the trash, my nigga.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Listen, you...
You went in the... I had shit on top of there.
Did you or did you not read the manual?
Hmm? I read half of it.
Hmm? You got a designated smoking area out back.
But I got this... apartment clearly for the balcony.
Was you not dancing?
That's a part of the of the property. You heard? You smoke in the back. You violated.
You smoking and dancing.
You and wifey, rest in peace, wifey. Y'all getting nasty in there, leaving stains on the carpet. Y'all nasty.
No, I was spilled.
No, no, that's what you call it. That's what they call it.
Then they said towels,
now.
Bro.
Yeah, you're dirty.
It's fucking COVID.
You're dirty.
Yo, you're not giving me fresh towels now is what you're saying? You just washing the towels? Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, nigga, so use other people's towels. They give you new towels. You don't get new towels when you go to a hotel.
This is COVID out this bitch. It should be new fucking towels every new.
No, nigga.
That's crazy.
You crazy as hell.
That's craziness, man. Mm. Still ain't pay that fine, bitch.
And your dirty ass.
Still ain't pay that fine, bitch.
This nigga wiped his ass after shitting. It just threw the towel. It was like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, these towels is dirty.
It's not my fault. I shit 3 times a day. It's not my fault.
What is this?
It's really not
what
my fault.
What is this?
Like, I shit 3 times a day. It's cool. I'm supposed to.
He's a nasty
nigga. I'm supposed to shit 3-4 times a day.
And then you don't want to pay the cleaning bill. Or the fee or whatever.
No, the cleaning fee was already included. I fucking purchased this fucking place.
Nah, man. Because now they got to get new towels because you wiped your ass. And they can't reuse them fucking towels, dog. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm glad they left a fucking review.
The fucked up thing is I try to respond to shit, but you can't respond. You can respond within 30 days of it. Mm. And you know, here I am today, which is back. This is back in... Fucking August.
So y'all could do a back and forth.
I would have lit they motherfucking asses up. I would have lit your ass up. You but lucky motherfuckers.
What
yo.
Would be your response? Let us know right now.
Yo, it's COVID out this bitch. You should have new towels in that shit. Every fucking new person that comes in there. The balcony is for smoking purposes.
It's not. You ain't read. You just told me you ain't read the manual.
And you didn't close the door.
You know what I mean? You ain't take the trash out. You left evidence behind.
Is this not a hotel? I can't treat this like a hotel or
nah, no? Nah, ain't no hotel.
Oh, Airbnbs, I can't. The last Airbnb, I treated the same exact way.
You wiping your ass.
I was outstanding in that review.
Did you tip?
What? Nigga, there's no tip in that.
Did you tip?
No. There's no tip in that, bro.
You ain't got no housekeeper? Don't think.
No, that's their job. They pay for all the cleaning and shit. That's not me.
Yeah, we know you don't travel, my nigga. It's all good. We got to get you up out of Fayetteville.
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to leave Fayetteville at all?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, it's tax time. It's tax time.
Oh, yeah, awesome. You got bills to pay.
I ain't really been seeing nobody posting nothing about you know how they up and all that. Like it's like, what, y'all ain't work last year?
Come
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't worry.
Y'all ain't filing taxes, huh?
No worry. Okay. You gonna see the
that's cool. Money. I mean, I ain't tripping. I mean, hey, I more power.
You gonna see the rims?
I don't know, man. It's looking different out here, man.
See a couple people doing the money challenge. Mm-hmm. They just get money out there, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but. You know, like, you know, it ain't big boasting about what, you know. I don't know. It looked funny to me. It just looks a little funny. And then the IRS wants you to report shit.
Yeah.
Stolen goods. Mm-hmm.
Them Lucy's you selling.
Yeah.
I need parts in that.
You selling dope.
I need parts in that.
You selling pussy.
I need parts in that.
Doing hair.
Need parts in that, too.
Babysitting.
Yeah. Need parts in that.
Cool
even Cash App got it to where you can file taxes and all this shit.
Yeah, I think like more than $600, you gotta pay to. You know what I mean? Niggas want parts and all of that.
People that was grilling at the stove, they want your money.
Yeah, they do be grilling at the stove down here.
And $3, $4 burgers.
Ponce.
Give it up. Kool-Aid, they want it.
Ponce.
Hmm?
The nutcrackers them niggas was selling uptown New York. Ponce in that. Okay. You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, Jordans go up $10 every year.
That trash weed you putting in them funny bags, niggas want parts in that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that shit is wild. I don't understand what makes them think anybody's gonna claim out of that shit.
Yeah, they stupid as hell.
Yeah, you go out here and sell water right now.
Yeah, want, parts.
Yeah, I'm talking about this is here's a glass of water for $1, and they want you to tax that.
Listen, they trying to get their little money back that they gave everybody.
What about the little kids that got the little lemonade stands in the summertime?
Yo, little shorty got to pay taxes.
Like, you know what I mean? You got to pay taxes too?
Mm-hmm.
After I just cash out this little nigga? Thinking I'm looking out?
Right.
What you going to do, man?
America, man. It's America, man. What you gonna, yeah, what can you do, man? It's America, man. It's America, man. Did y'all hear Yo Gotti's album? CM10?
Nah,
Free Game?
I haven't heard
it. Yeah, I heard one song, maybe one or two songs. I don't remember what it was called.
What you think about it?
Side A, Side B, Free Game. It's fire.
I don't know. You always say something fire and then you switch up.
Yeah, you're right. But I gave this one. I gave this one. This shit
you
got
said
like.
Gunna was fire.
Bro.
And then you said The Weeknd shit. Was fire.
Bro, they can go back and listen
you
to that.
Said
I
the
never
weekend,
said.
You look me and Dave in the eyes once again.
I looked y'all in the eyes. That's what I did, right? You that's exactly what I did, right?
I got you in the eyes.
Right in your eye. Right once in your pupils. Again. I know. Right in your
and
pupils.
Was like,
I know, bro.
He was like, I like The Weeknd.
And then he goes along with this
I
bullshit.
I love it because
like,
you did.
He go along with the bullshit.
I didn't say nothing.
That's what you. Does he not do this when he talk? You be like, so I listened to The Weeknd.
Look at no, look.
Look at
now
you
are.
Look
at now you are. This is what you do.
I listened to The Weeknd.
And it's a stare. No, like,
that is crazy.
Don't lie. Like.
It was fire.
Anywho,
yeah, I'm gonna check it out because
my shit on
Vape.
Here is no matter what. That's really my shit on there. I like that. Palm Trees of Memphis, fire. I ain't really care too much for that Strapped in Calabasas shit. Nah, Free Game is fire. Last Run is my shit. And then you had that shit with Moneybagg Yo, fire. My shit, Cold Gangsta, 42 Doug, ESTG, fire.
Nah. Say hello, joints.
He got joints on here, man. It's like a double disc, so you know what I mean? It's okay, like okay. 11 songs a piece on each side.
Wasn't working then.
I like it. It's fire. I mean, shit. He's talking that shit I like.
Okay.
And he's grown. Like, he's growing. You can hear the growth every time he drops.
He says it might be his last album, right? That's what he said, at least.
I think he was saying it was going to be the last cocaine music.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it's Cocaine Music 10. So I think he said it's the last of this series
gotcha.
What I mean? Because this started as a fucking mixtape and shit, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Okay. So I suggest people go check it out.
What else came out?
2 Chainz. Dope Don't Sell Itself.
Just think about it.
Nah.
Don't like it?
Nah.
None of it? Come on, not even
he keep one or two on there. You can't say nah.
You mind didn't really listen to it.
Did Let me look at the track over? List real quick.
Did you just really skip over it? Did you listen to it?
I listened to it. I didn't really get through it like I wanted to be honest with you. But I mean, from the beats I was hearing was what, you know, the beat was really, really grabbed you first, the production of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't like the way that sound. But he always rapping his ass off. So it's not like he talking shit. You know what I mean? Like he normally do, but it just don't sound. The sound to me is what I don't really like. Maybe he's switching some shit up. I don't know.
Mm.
But I mean, ever since Pretty Girls Love Trap Music, like trap music, that's what I'll be looking for that again, you know what I mean, from him. And he ain't brought that back to me since, honestly.
You gotta let people grow, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what I said. I don't know if he's trying something different.
They can't stay in the same lane.
I haven't heard it, though. I gotta check it out. I gotta check it
I
out.
I feel like you might probably like some stuff on there. You just
I'm sure he got again. One or two tracks, yeah, man. He keep one or two.
I'm gonna go back to it. I'll go back to it.
Might just be mellow. You want some hype, bro. It was just too mellow.
I have to go back to it, bro. Honestly. But I do suggest you still go check it out. I mean, go everybody go get your own fucking opinion about it. You know what I mean? That's my
couldn't shake your ass to that.
I'm never shaking my ass to.
Hey, I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
Here we go. Here we go. The bullshit.
All right.
It's the bullshit right
here.
What's that one record that'll get you to shake your ass if you hear it?
There's no record that's getting you to shake my ass.
Not shake your ass.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that if you chilling. If you chilling and you hear it, you gonna get up and you might bust a move or something. Not a move, whatever your move is. You know what I mean? Stand up, shadow rap, whatever the fuck you doing. You know what I mean? Shake your ass, whatever you.
Throw the ground. You see when he came in.
You basically like saying, what's something that'll get me to move?
Yeah, they get you hype.
I probably have to say, I mean, if I had a thing off the back, Special Delivery.
I told you, Hall of Shame. He was doing it. I told you.
I had to keep it in New York.
I like that.
I wanted that. That was really the one on the top. Special Delivery.
There we go.
I need that. That's how you was.
Let's go.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't fucking with
I like that. What about you, Moses?
Huh?
What about you?
Throw the ground.
Back that thing up.
Throw the ground. Get you crazy.
I was like, what? Why are you talking like
that? Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. Mine would probably be flip sides for Bob. Petey Crack, nigga. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what else will stand me up real quick. March Madness Future. I'm getting out of my seat.
They can't wait to throw ass to fucking Future.
Throw ass. Come on, Dave. That's fucking
sick,
crazy,
he's
yo.
A sick man.
I don't throw ass, Dave. Like, stop fucking. Stop saying that shit about me, bro. Like, what the fuck, yo? What is wrong with this thing, man? Like, the nigga has been saying this shit all episode. Like, people gonna start believing this bullshit. Like, that nigga Lex might really be throwing ass out here. I don't know. Like,
you can't wait to hear some Future, nigga. God damn, this nigga's funny.
Throwing ass. Oh.
100 bad bitches.
Jim Jones said he want all the smoke with Kiss. Fuck's wrong with him? Nah, man.
That's
Kiss. That's it.
It's Kiss.
That's it.
Jones got
hits.
He got
he
hits.
He does.
But and what? He got chains and jewels for days.
One thing Jones don't
he
got.
He said trends. Bring it on in.
Huh? One thing Jones don't got though is he got good mixtape songs, but his mixtape verses ain't hitting in freestyles, ain't hitting like Kiss.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean?
Someone with my
Kiss dig into that bag.
Someone with Kiss dig into that, that's heat right there.
On
Rap City, he was rhyming.
That's heat. You ain't playing no fucking Rap City freestyle on the fucking what's it?
You playing Funkmaster Flex.
Once Kiss get into that mixtape bag, that nigga Jones is gonna drown.
He got some freestyles too. He got some shit.
He got some recent shit. But on that versus, it's all about how you play it though.
That's true.
And we know what Kiss is gonna do.
Kiss is not gonna show out.
He ain't gonna play with you. He ain't gonna play with you.
We know what Jim gonna do.
Jim not gonna play with you neither. I'm just saying Jim don't have enough to be playing
time.
With Kiss. Right. That's all I'm saying.
When it's repping time.
That's heat.
I get it.
I don't know if he would play that though.
I really mean it. What's really good?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is out here
They trapping.
In the hood.
Oh, yo, you know, we in the hood. We on the east side. You know what I'm saying?
They can't hear that.
Yeah. That shit's probably, that shit is clear as day in the microphone, bro.
Found that check.
Yeah, I would ask Moses this question, but he don't got an iPhone. You know, he's green bubble ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit like disrespectful.
I got to have an iPhone.
Yo, he fucks up the whole group chat, Dave. Like, he really fucks up the group chat. Like, everything should be blue between me, you, CJ. Shout out to CJ. But I don't know what the fuck that shit be with this nigga and this Android shit. Mm-hmm. So.
Yo, it sound like some domestic violence. Somebody's getting slapped. They sound like somebody about to get slapped inside their head.
I hope not.
I told you what happened.
I don't want to be a witness.
Right. You ain't no witness, nigga. What you going to tell it?
We on camera.
You ain't going to be no witness.
The whole day?
No camera doing nothing.
Talking about you got a headache? My head
hurt. Can't wait to tell somebody.
You ever thought about changing the voice on your iPhone? Like the turn-by-turn directions?
When I didn't even know you could do it. What kind of voices they got on there?
Well,
they got Snoop.
He wanna, yeah, you know they got Snoop.
No, what they do is
he want to get Benny the Butcher.
You get if you can get it. You get a you pick between a female and a male.
Okay,
and then you pick between like English or Indian or shit like that. Like I think Australian, something like that.
That's
right? Because like you know, I just got a new phone and shit. You know what I mean? So. It wasn't the chick talking to me when I went. I went to fucking Charlotte or some shit.
Australian. But they talk with an accent?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bugged the fuck out.
Tell me about it. Listen, so. So when I went somewhere, I got my new phone or whatever, and fucking nigga talking to me. I was like, yo, who the fuck is this?
Is it nigga or
nigga? It was a dude talking, giving me the term, the voice.
Oh, yeah, because Siri is usually a woman. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
who the fuck is this? Like, you know what I mean? So I had to go
turn
look.
Right, stupid.
Right.
You turn your dumb ass. This is a dumb ass motherfucker. Right.
Yo, you missed the turn. You was an idiot.
Get some gas, motherfucker.
Yo, it's stinking here.
But the thing about the shit was, I just wanted to change the male voice to female voice. Okay. I didn't know it had the different.
Right.
You know what I mean? Countries and shit.
It.
So I'm going through it. I'm like, oh, no, I need something sexy talking to me. Get the fuck out of here.
What'd you choose?
I got the Indian bitch talking to me.
Indian?
Yeah, the accent is nice.
What?
I promise you, I love it.
They got the Slurpee voice? The Slurpee? Yeah. You want the Slurpee? Is that voice?
Yeah! This shit is fire!
You like that?
You just sick. She got a sexy ass. Yo, I need something sexy. I don't want no dude telling me where to go. Yeah, I want something sexy talking to me when I'm telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Turn right.
Right.
Yeah. Talk to me like that, baby. Mm-hmm.
We be having a whole conversation in Siri. All
right, whatever, man.
This nigga picked the Indian voice, huh?
Yeah. Nice accent. Freaky, man. I like the accent. It's nice.
That's crazy.
I might switch it up to something else. I think the Australian was sounding crazy.
I got to hear, because the only thing I can really think about is fucking, like, customer service Indian. I don't know where they be. Them niggas, ain't it, dog.
I hate them niggas. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. I actually just got the phone with somebody not too long ago.
You talking about like Bollywood? You fucking with the Bollywood joint?
This is crazy.
Oh my God. That ding 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 ding. You's a sick nigga.
You sick.
Oh my gosh. Oh shit.
Oh yeah, I had to bring this up too, because I seen some wild shit on social media. So shout out to the
a little bit, this thing turned me on.
Right.
It's crazy.
Go through the wash, sir. Get this hot water all over you.
Stop talking to me like that, Moses. It's not how they're talking to me. I'm turning left and turning right. Keep straight.
Yeah.
Stay in the middle lane. That's what they say.
Okay. Stay in the middle lane. Duh.
In 2 miles. In 2 miles.
This nigga's crazy.
You freak? Yeah, what's wrong with you? You sweating and shit?
That's crazy.
Hold on, turn it off, son. Turn it off.
Oh my!
Ain't never heard that shit before.
This nigga a freak. I was fucking with you.
So shout out to the chick I know. As, nice I know on social media.
See, he gonna shout out. Yo, shout out to you to get it.
Yo, shout out to the chick I know.
Shout out to you to be a nice and leathery.
Nah.
Warm inside, keep me warm.
Nah, she threw it on social media, Facebook, and said that, you know, she found her husband cheating. He was out with another woman in Mexico and had pictures.
Mexico.
Pictures.
Eating food and shit.
I'm like, how the fuck you get the pictures? Where did he go wrong at? Like,
first of all, she called cheaters.
Nah, they would have ran down on him.
Right.
Right on the beach. There. Sir. Who is this?
Then you got it. And then she posted pictures of the situation. She tagged all his family members in the Holy situation. Shit. His friends and everything. One of the friends comments and said, "I don't know what you're tagging me for. My last I recall, you cheated on him. So I guess when you do dirt, you get dirt. But y'all both stay blessed. I'm out of here." I said, interesting. Now this done got weird.
Right.
He gave fuck some shit up and left. Huh? Like, respect.
Yeah, like, but he been tagged. You brought him in here.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
And then you got the women commenting to what he's saying. Well, girl, I'm sure you didn't do what he did to this extent. I'm
trying to justify it.
You still justify this shit, bitch?
That's crazy.
Both of us still wrong.
And then the
thing is, what is she
no,
gonna
it's
do?
Fucked up all the way.
It's what fucked up all the way. And it's fucked real up, it's real fucked up that it's on social media.
Yeah, that was the other fucked
you
up.
You tagging everybody for you what? Just did it you different. Know what I mean? You just want to, you trying to find sympathy or you trying to, you know, ruin somebody's day or embarrass somebody. You're only embarrassing yourself. And how you got the pictures is crazy.
Beyond me.
You
niggas a whole nother country.
Right.
Yeah. Cause when she probably did it, she just probably would the text roll.
Maybe
house.
Somebody was out there doing the same thing, cheating. And they see the nigga. I know this nigga. Took a picture of it, sent it back to her. It could be a real bad coincidence.
And then they was clowning the girl in the picture. Oh, she out there with all black swimsuits on with leopard bathing suit.
It don't matter, she having fun.
Right.
I'm like, what if she don't even know that this nigga is married back home?
She don't give a shit. Side chicks.
So they started clowning her.
They started clowning this girl, dogs.
That's funny.
That's insane to me.
She getting money, though.
I'm like, what's she doing wrong?
She just went on a trip.
She just went on a trip.
As far as what we know. I'm sure she knew he was married. In that case, then, you know.
Not all niggas say that, though.
He might totally get in divorce.
Not all niggas gonna be saying
it's,
that.
It's hard to hide that nowadays. Especially
he might have told the truth. Look,
especially with social media and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's hard to fucking... I would assume... It's hard to hide that you fucking married out here unless you got a whole nother account that you ain't got your family on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My suggestion is if you're going to do it, you might as well tell her. Yeah, nigga, you married. But if you're going to do it.
I told her you were good.
They clowned her, though.
She's on a trip.
Right.
That's wild.
You in the house.
Right, exactly. I'm on the beach.
With them kids. Shut the fuck up. I said it.
Hey.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Right,
she looking stupid.
Right.
You looking stupid. The fuck is you talking about?
Real shit.
She chilling. She eating. She drinking good.
That's a fact.
The fuck is you doing?
Minding her business.
And probably went on the trip for free.
Yeah.
On your husband dime. You know what I mean?
Now on a joint account.
Yeah. Right.
You Max, he take you down there.
Your buddy Pat. They thought she was you.
Yeah.
Wasn't you though.
Oh shit.
You know what I mean?
They just take you down there. You get breakfast and some wings.
Crazy. Oh, man. Well, I mean, yeah, man. I hope, you know, they work it out. They figure it out. You know, they got kids, you know. Sad situation, like we said, because it was on social media. Mm. Same way you got God Ye bless and Kim. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm tired of them niggas.
Yeah, they all on social media with the shit going back and forth. Oh, I don't understand that shit. Keep that shit. Yo, be private, man.
Yeah, like, keep that shit off as a public eye, because... Don't nobody care. Everybody just want to laugh and be entertained at the end of the day. You ain't hurt nobody but yourself.
Yeah, definitely. At the end people of the day, being, you know, your drama. Most of the time, they laughing in your face.
And then get mad when people like us talk about it. Because we saw it.
Right.
Like, I mean, I saw it. They, like, what do you want me to do? Like,
they probably got, you know, saying they straight. They might be straight, though.
Okay, I mean, yeah, and then, and don't put shit on blast if you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
If I see you and y'all trying to work it out, come on, dog. You should have thought about that before you done got out of hand. Now you trying to work it out. Now I'm looking at you like you stupid. And I wouldn't even known if you wouldn't have said nothing. Yeah, I would have worked it out behind closed doors like you should have did.
And what's even worse is I don't even care.
Exactly.
I don't even care.
I was just scrolling down the timeline and it got crazy. So
I got my own problems.
Hey, boom.
But thanks for the info, I guess. I wanted to read this thing I seen from Wallow on $1 million worth of game. And it says, single mothers with children at home, take it easy on posting your cub so much. I just watched an interview with a child predator. Direct quotes. I don't follow teenage girls on social media. I look at the mother's page, and if I don't see a man in the house, that's who I target. I get at the mother to get to the daughter. Spend some money because that's what a good man does. Smiled and I'm in there. I use her selflessness and loneliness against her. With all the co-parenting, I'm having my way. I'm a wolf and there's no hunters around to protect the flock. I've been doing this a long time. I'm a master at it. Yeah, my bad. Who's going to stop me? Every predator doesn't drive a white van. Some are handsome, charming, and drive a Benz. Fill these dudes out like life depends on it because it actually does. That was the wildest shit I ever read in my life. Because, like, when I think about it, I usually think about, you know what I mean, they snatching up a child or something like that. You know what I mean? Because that's what fears me. Like, I have to be outside with my kids, be outside type shit. You know what I mean? Somebody drive by, they snatch them up. You targeting a single mother to get out of little girls or little boys, because I mean, they ain't neither one of them exempt. That's sick.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured that people would do stuff like that. You know, people that do prey on kids, you know what I mean? But it's good to hear from an actual source that's what they are doing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To get the word out. But yeah, man, people, predators come in all forms, man. Come with, you know, people in your family can be predators, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, people got weird fetishes and shit like that. You know what I mean? They could be into a lot of different shit that you're not into and might drag your family into that shit, like your kids or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And you just got to be careful about, you know, what's the people you bring into your kids' lives at the end of the day.
That's a fact. I'm a single father now, so that's one of my biggest fears right now. Like, I'm, like, super protective of my kids now. Like,
and spend a little money to get a background check on niggas. Background checks, just got to pay for it. That's public information.
But you got to understand this, too, though, Dave. Like, he was saying, like, he ain't getting caught. Like, niggas is not getting caught.
I guarantee he got a little something on his joint. I can guarantee.
I don't know, man.
They always have something on there.
He a sick
most
nigga.
Most of the time, we don't look. You know what I mean? We don't look. We just assume. But you can feel. I feel like you should.
There's always holes and cracks. There's people that know you.
There's always somebody out
there. There's always somebody that's willing to talk some shit about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether or not it's true or not. If you want to go find some shit, you can find some shit.
But damn, the digging to find out who that is, because then these type of situations, a lot of people don't know and don't even want to, or don't even want to speak on it.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, speak to your children and have that relationship with your children and what is okay and what is not okay, and Let your kids know that you could. They can speak to you about anything. And shit, you just gotta work. Wish for the best from there.
That's the same thing. Like you have to be involved. You know what I'm saying? Not too much, but really involved with your kids on everything they're doing, even the games. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
because the older people that chatting to them, yo, what's up, buddy? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy, but you know it's the life we live. So.
Yeah, you got to roll with the times, man.
Yeah.
Roll with the times.
Still same shit. Nothing's going to change, really.
Be careful out here, man.
Unfortunately, we got to adjust to the sickness, people's sicknesses out here, because there's a lot of people just
watch out.
Some screws loose, you know what I mean?
And the new saying is what? Stay dangerous now? You can't even be safe. You got to stay dangerous now.
I think that should have been always been the fucking...
Yeah, I know, but so it's like, oh, be safe out here. Be safe out here. The latest been stay dangerous. Be on high alert on everything.
Right.
Especially on everything you love.
That's for sure.
You know what I mean? Everything you love, man, be on high alert about that shit. Protect that shit. I'm
telling you, be a thug. Be a thug. That's the fuck y'all saying. Thug it out.
Oh, shit.
That slap somebody, slap him.
You got any topics? Y'all got any topics before we get the fuck up out of here?
Nah, man. Side chicks are solid.
Wait. You said what?
Side chicks are solid, man.
The show.
Yeah, it's going to be one in Fayetteville soon.
Wait, what?
Side chicks are Fayetteville.
Yo, that's fucked up how they did this stupid ass shit. Let me just say that real quick, because they have all these housewives of Beverly Hills, housewives in Orange County, all these fucking housewives. Y'all come to motherfucking North Carolina. I love my state, so I gotta say this shit. And it's side chicks.
That's your state, man.
Charlotte. Ain't no housewives. You telling me ain't no housewives in Charlotte? Ain't no housewives in Raleigh? What are we talking about, yo?
Sometimes the sides is just better. You know what I mean? Sometimes the mac and cheese is better than that turkey, that dry ass turkey you got.
What?
Feel me? Sometimes.
The or fucking, they just want an extra sauce.
Sometimes the yams.
On the juicy ass chicken.
Sometimes.
They just want some extra. They just throw the sauce on the juicy chicken.
Sometimes the yams is better than that fucking, that dry ass turkey you got. On the second plate.
On the second
plate. Listen, let me ask you a question. On the second plate, when you go Thanksgiving and shit, what you get? You don't get that dry ass turkey. You go get some more sides. So the sides is popping in Charlotte. You know what I mean?
In Charlotte!
Going right back around. The sides is popping in Charlotte down here. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Charlotte, because I love Charlotte, man.
Charlotte,
one of my favorite cities, honestly, man.
Side chick.
And they be listening to us. I don't know who, but I don't know. I be seeing that shit show up on the fucking analytics. So shout out to Charlotte, Raleigh, all that shit. Yeah, they doing us dirty, though, Moses.
Listen.
They doing us dirty.
You got to get in where you fit in, you heard? Charlotte, keep siding, you heard?
Keep siding is what this nigga said.
Charlotte.
Keep siding.
That shit's funny, man. Mm-hmm.
Do you like the show? You've been watching it, right?
It's all right. It's funny.
I think it's funny to admit that you a side chick. Like that is just hilarious.
Yo, come on, y'all know the shit is off. All
that shit is funny, though. It's funny. Is it really that bad? Uh-huh. This show, is it really unbelievable?
It's terrible.
It's terrible. Okay. All right.
It's funny, but it's terrible.
I got you.
Just get mad and they have threesomes.
Wait, what?
Really know he married, got threesomes.
Okay. They're just doing too much.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing too much.
All this...
Is it mostly black women on there? Oh. And that's
One white girl.
One white girl. And that's an issue too. Like when they get into the side chick talk, why they got mostly black women? It's side that's women
in all nationalities.
In all nationalities. We gotta switch that up. Like, that's trash. Don't put our sisters out there like that. They mostly doing. Side chicks and shit. That shit is trash.
They got,
you know what I mean? Put all the races out there. I want to see some Chinese side bitches. Yeah. I want to see some Spanish side bitches. There's plenty of side bitches.
I'm with Dave.
You're right.
He has a point.
But I'm just saying, they was like, we ain't doing that shit.
Nah.
That's insane, man. Well, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, shout out to the side, you heard?
Yeah, shout out to the side bitches.
Mac and cheese.
My mac and cheese be bussing.
You know what I'm saying? You like a shout, shorty. You like mac and cheese.
Well, yo, this is episode 122. Check us out on Twitter at dirty_water_NC. Our Instagram is dirtywater_podcast. Our Facebook is at dirtywaterpodcast. My Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave?
DirtywaterDaveB.
What's your shit, Moses? Come on. What's up, man? What you
hit Moses up on a Dirty Water account.
Oh, we about to get the YouTube popping too, so we out here. Well, you know, right now.
CJ.
You already know. Yeah, shout out to CJ.
Yeah, what's up, CJ?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk some shit about him next episode.
Yeah, right.
I'm talk some shit about him.
914, what up?
You already know. 2-6 and...
We out of here.
Word.